So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Ad Sheyudach Ruba. A city becomes an Eir Nedachas only if most of the inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks, Heichav Dinan. Since Beis Din must accept Eidim for each and every person, how can they create a Rav in one day and execute them all with Saif as Merubim? Rav Yechanan says, Donin V'Soiklin. Beis Din first sentences and executes each person on different days with Skila as Yechidim until they become Rav, and then all the others are executed with Saif as Merubim. While Rish Lakish says, Marbelan Bote Dinan. They establish multiple courts to accept Eidim for each person, and then the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges sentencing them all on the same day to Saif as Merubim. The Mishnah proceeds with the following pasuk: Hakid Takas Yishvi Ha'ir Hazois Lefi Cheref. The words Yishvi Ha'ir imply that all those who live in the city, even though they are not permanent residents, such as Hachamaris Vagamelis Ha'iveris Mimakum Lamakum, the donkey and camel drivers who come to town occasionally, are figured in to create a majority. Therefore, as the Braisa elaborates, for example, in the case where only half the residents of the city worship Avodah Zarah, and Lanu B'Teicha V'Hutcho Ima, these temporary residents joined in worshiping the Avodah Zarah, it depends. Im Nishtau Sham Lamed Yoyim, Hein B'Sayif U'Mamayim Avod. If a camel driver has already lived in the city for 30 days, they're considered Yeshvi Ha'ir, residents of the city, to create a rave of worshippers who are judged as Merubim and punished with Saif, and their assets are forbidden. Parches Mikain, Hein B'Skila U'Mamayim Palat. If a camel driver has lived in the city for less than 30 days, they're not considered Yeshva Ir and cannot be counted to create a Rav. Therefore, the worshippers are considered Yechidim who are punished with Skila and their assets are not forbidden. Now, the Braisa, as just explained, discussed the case of Hutcho Ima. These temporary residents joined in worshipping the Avodah Zarah. However, the Mishnah in the previous daf discussed the case of Loi Hutcho Ima. These temporary residents did not join in worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah therefore rules. Hachamaris v'gamalas saveris mimalkum l'malkum harei elu matzil noisa. And Rashi there explains as follows. If a bare majority of the permanent residents worship Avodah Zarah, in which case they are judged as merubim, and their din would be hein b'sayif ha'memayim avad, however, im nishtau sham lamed yoyim, if the temporary residents are already there 30 days, they are considered toishvei ha'ir and can be added to the minority to create a rav of non-worshippers. Therefore, the din of the worshippers changes to yechidim and hein b'skila u'moyin palat. And so the temporary residents, matzil naisa, save their assets. Of course, if it's pachis mikain, less than 30 days, the temporary residents are not considered teshvair and cannot be added to the minority of non-worshippers. Therefore, the din of the worshippers remains as merubim and hein b'sayif u'mamayim avad. Regarding the 30 days, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Masechta Baba Basa, which rules, kami yehei b'ir b'yehei ka'ansha'ir, yud beis chaydish. A person is considered a resident of a city only after 12 months to become obligated to contribute to the city's expenses, while our Mishnah says, Shleishim Yayim, he's considered a resident even after 30 days. The Gemara answers with the following distinction. Anshe Ha'ir means B'nei Masa, a resident of the city, which is only after Yud Beis Chaydish 12 months. However, Yeshvi Ha'ir means Yisuve Masa, inhabitants of the city, which is even after Shleishim Yayim 30 days. The Mishnah proceeds with the following pasuk. Hachrim oisav es kol ha-shabav es be'amta lefi charev. Everything in the Eir Nedachas must be burned. Based on this pasuk, the Mishnah rules regarding nichsi tzaddikim, the assets that belong to the righteous who did not worship Avodah Zarah, shebetaicha oivdin, shebechutzla palitin. Only their assets located inside the city are burned, but their assets outside the city are spared because the word kol includes even nichsi tzaddikim. But the word ba excludes only shebetaicha, but not shebechutzla. And Rav Shimon explains the reasoning for this halacha. The nichsi tzaddikim inside the city are burned because it is these assets that caused the tzaddikim to reside in the city whose majority were rishayim. However, regarding nichsi rishayim, the assets that belong to the wicked who did worship Avodah Zarah, bein shebetecha, bein shebechutzla, hare elu oivdin. All their assets, even those located outside the city, are burned because the pasuk states, "Ves kol shalala." The word kol includes even shebechutzla. Rav Chisda adds, "Ubenikbatim l'teicha." Only nichsi rishom that are close by and can be brought into the city on the same day are burned, but the nichsi rishom that are not close by and cannot be brought to the city on the same day are spared. The Mishnah proceeds with the following pasuk: "Ves kol shalala tikbitz al teich rechayva." All the assets must be collected and placed in the main street of the city. And if the city had no street, they must now make a street. And if the main street was outside the city, they must move the street to inside the city. The Mishnah continues with the pasuk "V'sarafta be'eshas se'iris kol shalala kala la'Hashem alekecha," the which shalala implies shalala v'le'shalal shemayim. Only the assets of people become forbidden, but not the assets of hektish. Therefore, the Mishnah rules mikan amru ha'akdesha shaba yiftu. The hektish items inside the city are redeemed and they become permissible. Utrumos yirkavu, the truma fruits must be left to rot, and meiser sheni v'kisvei kodesh yiganzu, the meiser sheni fruits and the svar must be buried. The Gemara elaborates on each halacha. Hakdesha shaba yiftu. The Gemara cites a braisa hayibah kachim regarding hektish animals. It depends. Kachim is beyach yimusu. Kachim be the gabayis yiftu. Animals consecrated to be karbanis are put to death. Animals consecrated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash are redeemed and become permitted. Reb Shimon adds behemta v'loy behemes b'chayr meiser. The word behemta excludes an animal that is a b'chayr or meiser behema that it does not become forbidden. And shlala prat lekesef hektish v'kesef meiser. The word shlala excludes money of hektish and meiser sheni that it does not become forbidden. The Gemara asks kachim is beyach amayimusu. Why are the karbanis put to death? Since they are shalal shemayim, they should be put out to pasture until they get a blemish and can then be redeemed, and the money can be used for other karbanis. Bichlin says, Zevach Rishom Te'eva. The money of these animals cannot be used for other karbanis, because since their owners were Risham, their karbanis are repulsive, and as Rashi explains, therefore kinds and oisel lekipa. The animals are brought into a room where they die on their own, but they're not killed with a sword because they are hektish, they must be dealt with in a respectable manner. Shlakish says the Bais refers to Bekachim Kala. The Kabbanis that have a minor Kedusha such as a Toidu Ushlamim, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili who says, Kachim Kalam Momen Bailam. Kachim Kalam are considered in their owner's possession, therefore they become forbidden because they are not Shalol Shemayim. However, Kachim Kachim Yiftu, Kabbanis of Kachim Kachim do not become forbidden and can be redeemed and used for other Kabbanis because they are Shalol Shemayim and there is no concern for Zevach Rishom to Eva, because Rish Lakish makes the following distinction. Hanami Liheche de Isnu Beinayu, Avalachik even Ishtani Ishtani. The issue applies only to the original carbon animal of a rasha, while here the hektish was transferred from the original carbon to another animal. The Gemara proceeds with Reb Shimon's statement, "Behemta v'le behemes b'chayr u'meiser," and offers two explanations. According to the first explanation, Reb Shimon is not referring to b'chayr u'meiser tamimin, to an animal that has no blemish and is still eligible to be a carbon, because the animal is already excluded from the iser through the word shalala v'le shalal shemayim. Rather, Reb Shimon refers to b'chayr u'meiser bali mumin, to an animal that has a blemish and is disqualified to be a carbon. Therefore, it cannot be excluded from the Issa through the word Shalala v'le Shalal Shemayim, because it's no longer considered Shalal Shemayim. Therefore, Reb Shimon introduces another exclusion from the word Behemta, that Misha Necho B'Toris Behemtecha, Yetzu Eilu She'en Echala B'Toris Behemtecha, Ela B'Toris B'Chara Meiser. The Issa of Erne Dachas applies only to animals that are referred to as your animals, but the Issa does not apply to animals that are referred to as animals of B'Chara Meiser. According to the second explanation, Reb Shimon is referring to all animals of B'chayr u'meiser, even B'chayr u'meiser tamimin. As Shmuel says that it depends on the following. Kol shekarv kashu tam v'nifte kashu bamum mishol olimat. All karbanis with a mum that can only become permitted to be eaten through pidyon are excluded from the iser erane dachas through the word shlala, because since they require pidyon, they're still considered shlal shemayim. V'chol shekarv kashu tam v'ene nifte kashu bamum kagoin B'chayr u'meiser. However, b'chayr meiser with a mum that becomes permitted to be eaten through the mum alone, without pidyon, are excluded from the iser only through behemta, but not through shlala, because since they do not require pidyon, they are no longer considered shlal shemayim. Now, regarding trumas yirkavu, the truma fruits must be left to rot and may not be consumed because, as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers to truma biyad kohen. The truma was already in the kohen's possession. Therefore, the truma becomes forbidden because it's no longer shlal shemayim. However, the truma is not burned, because since it is known as kodesh, it must be dealt with in a respectful manner. And for this reason, meiser sheni yiganzu, the meiser sheni fruits must be buried and may not be consumed, because since they belong to the owner, they're not shalal shemayim. However, the meiser sheni is not burned, because since it is known as kodesh, it must be dealt with in a respectful manner. However, truma biyad yisrael tinosin lekoin shebeir acheres. If the truma was still in the owner's possession, the truma is permitted and may be given to a kohen in another city, because the truma is considered shalal shemayim.